Hello and welcome
Love Talk
to
Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people to discover and fulfill their passions and greatness. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at www.myfuturecoach.com and follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/CoachAndrew. So tonight is my first show back after a number of months on hiatus, and it's really exciting to be here. And tonight I'm going to have a somewhat different kind of a show. For the first time ever on Coach's Corner, we're going to have some music, and that's because I have a musician. The musician I have is named Steve Katz, and Steve is a New York-based singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He's originally from Belgium, and he's lived, traveled, and found inspiration throughout his time in the United Kingdom, India, and Nepal. Though Steve has developed a reputation for being a sensitive singer-songwriter, his real talent lies in his excellent and unique guitar playing. Steve's been playing guitar for years, and he loves experimenting and uncovering new melodies. His influence include Genesis, King Crimson, Jethro Tull, and Cat Stevens. You can learn more about Steve at stevekatzmusic.com. He's also in MySpace, myspace.com/stevekatzmusic, and he's also on Facebook, again, facebook.com/stevekatzmusic. And if you're in the New York area, he'll be playing in New York on May 19th at the 92Y in Tribeca. Steve Katz, are you with us?
Yeah, Andrew. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. I'm so glad to have you on my show.
Thank you. Thank you. I can hear that.
So this is great. I've never had a musician on the show
before.
You
just forgot to mention that also on YouTube, youtube.com, Steve Katz Music.
Oh, I forgot one. YouTube.com/Steve Katz Music. Oh, great. So you people who want to not just hear you, because you're going to be able to hear Steve tonight, but actually see him. You'll be able to see him on YouTube if you can't see him in person. So you have a very fascinating story. You've lived in a number of places. You were born in Belgium. How long did you live in Belgium?
I lived about 19 years in Belgium.
Okay.
And then I moved to Israel. I traveled to India, Nepal. I lived a little bit in England, and now I'm in New York.
That's great. So is your first language French?
Right. It was very short for 14 years. So it took me like 4 seconds to to talk about 14 years. But you know that was the journey.
Yeah, that was the speed reading version of 14 years. That's
yeah.
Great. So let me ask you, you are a guitar player, you're a singer, a songwriter. So which came first? What did you first start doing?
Actually, I got a guitar. I had a guitar in my hand when I was first 14 years old. And a friend of mine showed me a chord. It was a D chord. I remember it was a D chord.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my first chord. I played only a D chord, and I tried to find music to compose melodies with a D chord. That's the only chord I knew. I already knew that it was my destiny. I don't know how to explain it. There's no rational explanation to that, but I knew that I'm gonna be a musician.
That's wonderful. By the way, my first chord was E minor.
It's E minor was probably the second one because
actually
the E minor is easier than
only
the
two
D
fingers.
Only two fingers, exactly.
Yeah. So you started with three fingers, and that's why you're
with three fingers
today.
At the age of 14, and my friend Benny, and what is very funny because he's a childhood friend, and he's living now two blocks away from me in New York, so he taught me the first chord.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, my father had a very, very old guitar with very old strings, and it sounded awful. I remember myself trying to find songs with a D chord. And then my friend Benny taught me Hotel California.
Mm.
So it took me a while to learn the song, and that was it. You know, then I borrowed the guitar from my uncle, and that's it.
So was Hotel California your first full song?
The first full song I learned to play. And Hotel California, you know, if you play guitar, Hotel California has a lot of bar chords, right?
Sure.
And regular chords. So once you know bar chords and the other chords, so you know how to play. And if you're a little bit creative, so you try to find the new melodies and that's what I did.
You want to know what my first song was?
What was your first song?
My
on
song
E minor.
Was, my brother taught me two chords. That was the only guitar lesson I actually ever had. Was my brother taught me two chords in the back of the car on the way home from the music store, Sam Ash, and he taught me E minor and A minor. And he taught me how to play the song Satisfaction, but in a minor key. Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. So this is the very sad version of Satisfaction.
Yeah, you're not satisfied at the end of that.
I was actually crying, I think, from that song, Satisfaction in a minor key.
How's your guitar work today?
Not too bad. I've heard you, and I am nowhere near as good as you. But that's okay. You inspire me, so it's good.
Thank you. So for years I always tried to compose melodies. At first it was without words, you know, I just recorded mm-hmm. myself. No, I'm talking back in the 90s, you know, the early 90s. I recorded myself humming, you know, na 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 on melodies.
Sure.
But somehow my English was very bad. You know, I grew up in Belgium. You speak French. You have to learn Dutch because half of the country is Flemish. So English comes very very late when you are I think 13 or 14 you start mm-hmm. you start learning English. So it's very late compared to other countries.
So Ned, you also speak Hebrew from living in Israel?
Yeah, I speak Hebrew, French, English, and. And you know, a couple of words in Dutch.
That's great.
You know, I grew up in Brussels. Brussels is it's geographically it's in the Flemish part of Belgium, but most of the population mm-hmm. 80% are French speakers. So I speak French. I didn't have a chance to practice my Dutch.
Are you familiar with Toots Thielemans from Belgium?
Toots Thielemans, yeah, the harmonica player.
Yeah, isn't he? He's also a terrific guitar player.
I didn't know that.
Is he a terrific guitar player, but he had the guitar that when he was in Germany, and John Lennon, the Beatles were in Germany in Hamburg, and they walked into some John and George walked into some club, and they saw Toots Thielemans playing the guitar, and he had a Rickenbacker. And John says, "Oh, I have to get this guitar, you know." And he wound up buying. That was his first guitar, and he had it, you know, painted black. Became the very famous Beatles John Lennon guitar.
Really, I've never heard about that.
Yeah,
interesting. No, there's a very, very larger jazz scene in Brussels. There's a festival every summer, and I think that Toots Thielemans always features there.
He's an amazing. He's around 90 years old now, and he's still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he once I saw. I went to a club, an old jazz club called Fat Tuesdays, and I was there, and I asked him after the set if he would play. I was too disappointed he didn't play the theme to Jean de Florette, which is a movie that he played the soundtrack in. And he said, "Oh, if you stick around for another set, I will play that for you." And not only did he play it for me. He turned his chair to me, and he gave me a private song on the harmonica, and his band didn't have any music, so he just did it for me personally.
You know, I'm afraid you know much more about Belgian culture than I know.
Only that,
you know,
and chocolate.
maybe we should switch a subject and talk about something else because
absolutely.
You know.
So, what I'd like to talk about is let me ask you when is your first song. That you wrote, that you said, this is it. I have got a song now that I am looking forward to playing for people. That you
no, it was a very long process. After learning my first chords, and I bought four tracks. You know, the Tascam four tracks.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, You know, with all my savings, I remember I used to work for a catering company, and with all my savings, I went and I bought the four tracks and an electric guitar. It was a Squire, my first guitar.
Okay.
And then it was amazing, you know, you use the four tracks, it opened you a new world. And I accumulated like hundreds of tapes. And then, you know, I had a lot of songs, but, you know, today I think I do much better. So
What was your first song? The first time you had a song that you said, "Oh, I got to record this. This is good."
No, it was maybe in around 2004.
And what was the name of the song?
The name of the song was Kathmandu, actually.
Really? Well,
it was after coming back from a trip. I traveled a couple of months in India and in Nepal, and I also met my girlfriend there. And yes, I came back and I collaborated with the lyricist because, you know, I'm not very good at writing lyrics. I can collaborate and present some ideas to a lyricist, and together we can craft a song. But I'm more into writing the music. The lyrics, it's not really my job.
I see. So I have a song. I have several songs here that I would love to get to play during this conversation. Now I have five songs that I am prepared to play for you, for my audience. The first song I have that you wanted me to play was called "Fair." When did you write that?
Fair.
When did you write "Fair"?
Fair. Also, I wrote it. Actually, I wrote a lot of songs when I was back from India. I don't know how somehow it did something. You know, the fact of traveling of discovering new persons, new civilizations, how would you say that?
Some enlightened thoughts, maybe?
Help me.
I'm thinking maybe some new enlightenment that happens when you go to India,
exactly.
Realizations in your life.
Yeah, so it helped me, and I came back with a lot of inspiration. I was very inspired there, but I didn't have a guitar with me. No, I don't travel with a guitar because I like to hike, and I like to not hike a lot. So it's not very comfortable to take a guitar with you.
Oh, you should get that Yamaha backpack thing.
Yamaha.
You know that little tiny thing? It's like this. It's like a neck.
Actually, I saw it was good to take a break. You know, sometimes you have to take a break, and then you come back with more power.
Sure.
So that's
happened. The Beatles went to India, and they came back with all kinds of new music.
Yeah, and I remember I spent a couple of nights in the same ashram in Rishikesh where the Beatles stayed in the 60s. It's in Rishikesh. It's a very spiritual city, and they stayed in an ashram there, and today the ashram is abandoned. Nobody's living there except a couple of snakes and crocodiles. And I was there for a couple of days.
Wow.
Maybe I got inspired there.
You might have by the ghosts of that time. I mean, there's so much history.
Yeah, maybe.
There.
Who knows?
Well, I would like to play for everyone this song by Steve Katz called "Fair." So let's take a listen.
Turn away now. Don't you look back. Nothing remains. You ripped out all the things that you planned to. You won't hold me now. Turn away now. Don't you look back. Picture perfect. You have dealt me the blow that you meant to, but I will not bleed. Turn away now. don't you look back. I won't exist. You have played all the games that you could have won anyway. Crypto.
Beautiful, Steve.
Thank you.
So I wanted to tell me about this line, play as if you didn't care.
You know, play as if you didn't care. First of all, this song was written by Jane Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
I composed the music. She wrote the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to tell you how I work with the lyricist.
Sure.
I've two ways. First of all, I compose the music and I give it to lyricists, and then they put words on top of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, of course, we have a conversation. What should the song talk about or stuff like that. And the other possibility is to I get a text and then I compose the music on top of the text.
Okay, so you have crafted music to fit words as well.
Yeah. But I really like the I started with the first way. Like first of all, I used to compose the music.
Mm-hmm.
And. And then I used to write music on text, and now I'm back Now I collaborate with a new lyricist, and I'm writing first the music.
Well, I really this line keeps speaking to me. Play as if you didn't care, sort of like dance like no one's watching.
So how well it makes you think about what? Let's say you are the listener. What do you think about the line? It makes you think about something. Tell me.
Yeah,
it's interesting to know where the listener
is. Dance like no one's watching. It's like, don't worry about what people think. Just do it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your interpretation.
That's
what is kind of magical when you read lyrics. Everyone has his own interpretation, and yes, it's totally acceptable for me.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. So now you have some of the things that have influenced you in your songwriting and in your life. You've had all kinds of things involving your family, the Holocaust. I'd like to hear some about.
It's very complex, very complicated. I don't know where to start from, but I try to make it short. You know.
Okay. Sure.
Yes. The Holocaust. It's very a part of me. I think I'm kind of traumatized by that. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm a third generation, and all my family suffered from that. My grandfather on my father's side, he was married with two kids before the war, and they managed to reach the free zone in France, and then they managed to reach Italy, and unfortunately they were caught by the Italians and handed over to the Germans and deported to Auschwitz, where his wife and kids perished. So he was married before the war, and all his family perished, and after the war he was sent to a sanatorium in Switzerland for several months. He suffered from serious kidney problems. And he then, once he was out of the sanatorium, he met in Belgium my grandmother, and he remarried. My grandmother also, she also had a fiancé before the war, and he also perished. And then they had two kids, my father and his sister, and he died 6 years later because of, his kidneys.
Sure.
That's only on my father's side. If you want, I can keep talking about all the other sides.
what's kind of fascinating to me is the idea that all of that horrible things that happened, if they didn't happen, you wouldn't be here.
Exactly. It's really thanks to their courage and to their commitment to life that I'm here. I cannot forget that. I'm here thanks to the fact that they survived, and I don't take that for granted. I'm very thankful for every day I'm alive, for every breath I breathe. It's very it's really part of me. I made myself clear about that.
Yes. Yes, I feel that from you. So I know you personally, I know that you've given up a lot to follow your dream. And actually, one of the reasons that I wanted you on the show is because of that part of you that I find inspiring. In fact, someone said about you that if you want something bad enough, you have to go after it. The story of Steve Katz is a perfect example of what happens when you see your dreams through. So, what are some of those challenges that you have encountered that you've had to break through?
So first of all, it took me a long time to be completely dedicated to music. It was it was very hard to leave the family business. I really had to rip myself off. And I didn't have the mental support from my family until 3 years ago, and only then my parents started encouraging me. They didn't encourage me to choose a musician's way of life. They didn't believe I had the potential. You know, they thought it's going to be, you know, it's going to fade out and I will eventually be a good boy and wear a suit for the rest of my life. So it was a horrible time for me. I was really depressed. I had anxieties. I really felt that my dream was moving away from me. You know, it's a terrible feeling. It's like, how can I explain it? It's like having somebody dying in front of you. So you try to help him, but you are helpless. You know, mm-hmm. You're losing him. Once his eyes are shut, it's over. So my dream was this dying person, and I was helpless. And but fortunately, I had I don't know how to call it, a savior. My girlfriend, she literally extracted me from the business world, and she pushed me to do what I like, and eventually pushed me to New York, and she did the right move, and I'm so thankful. Now today my family supports me, and it's so important for an artist, you know, to have to have that kind of support. It's hard enough like that, you know. You don't need as a musician you don't need extra worries.
Well, what is the family business, by the way?
The family business is in the diamond industry.
The diamond industry.
The diamond industry, yeah. It's like 24/7. You have to be always involved, and
yes.
you cannot mix art and business. It's mm-hmm. it was impossible for me. Maybe someone else.
Well, there's one man who was able to do it. One man was able to do it. You know who?
No.
Neil Diamond. Okay, I couldn't help myself.
Very good. Very
thank
good.
You.
I like
thank
it.
You very much.
Okay. So, and you know, there's a saying that says that all you need is a single person who believes in you. And so, girlfriend, and thanks to her, I have many, many others today. So
that's wonderful. So,
yeah,
you're still together?
Yeah, sure. We've been together for 7 years, almost 7 years. It's going to be 7 years in June. And you see, today I'm in New York, and mm-hmm. and I'm playing in good venues. I play Thursday at 8:30 p.m. at the Cafe 92 Y in Tribeca, 200 Hudson Street. You know, I have to
200 Hudson Street.
200 Hudson Street. Yeah.
And then Tribeca is a little bit of a mecca for the arts these days. They have the Tribeca Film Festival just ended the other week.
Mm-hmm.
And. So I have actually never been to that particular venue, so I'm looking forward to visiting there.
Yeah, so come over on Thursday. It's
going to
be a great show. You know, I play some new tunes that are not online yet. Today I cannot believe how things move so fast. You know, I came to New York, you know, like an immigrant, like in the movies,
mm-hmm.
starting from scratch, going to open mics. Trying to meet new people to collaborate with. And a year later, I collaborated with two great songwriters, Jeannie Reed and Jonathan Klein. I have about 10 new songs. The feedbacks are really great. It's very encouraging. I'm satisfied so far.
Well, that's and great.
And it's New York, you know. It's not Brussels. It's not. It's things happen here. You never know who will show up. When you play,
so oh well. Tell me who is there anybody who has shown up where you have been? Oh my goodness, I can't believe
not yet. But you never know who will show up. You know,
okay.
I use the future tense.
the future tense. Okay. Well, that's because we call that in coaching speaking things into existence. So it's a great thing. Which you have to speak it to be true.
Maybe I should repeat that every morning. Someone will show up like a mantra every morning when
yes.
I wake up. I have to.
Actually, you can speak it in not only in the future tense, but in the present tense. Someone is showing up.
Maybe that's why so many people are talking to themselves in the streets of New York.
No, I think that's because they have those. They're on the phone. It used to be that they were crazy, and now it just means they're on the phone.
I think they're crazy, and I look for headphones, but I headsets, but I don't find them. So I think they're really crazy.
Maybe they are. They could be crazy. We have a lot. We do have crazy people in New York, and that's one of the reasons that some people come here. But I'm glad you came here for a better reason. And I think it's time to play another song.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we have to play.
I'm going to play for my live studio audience for the first time by Steve Katz.
In a broken place, on a desperate night, I left you, never said goodbye. I made a mistake, girl, I went too far, never tried to understand who you are. I'm out of your life, I'm trying to find a way in. But you've gone so far past us, don't know where to begin. If I promise to always listen, if I promise to always share, if I promise to always comfort you, if I promise just to care, if I swear to be the one you need, if I promise I will try, will you let me come and love you then, for the first time? Never thought about how you treated me. Always soft, always let me be. Wish I had seen it, girl, just didn't know. You were calling it love, but it was so much more. I'm out of your life, I'm trying to find a way in. But you've gone so far past us, and don't know where to begin. If I promise to always listen, if I promise to always share, if I promise to always comfort you, if I promise just to care, if I swear to be the one you need, if I promise I will try, will you let me come and love you then, for the first time? If I promise to always listen, if I promise to always share, if I promise to always comfort you, if I promise just to care, if I swear to be the one you need, if I promise I will try, will you let me come and love you then, for the first time?
Beautiful. That was terrific.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. The main idea of the song is that sometimes in life you know what you had only when you've lost it, and that's what is the song about.
And that's a good lesson in life, isn't it?
Yeah, especially as a coach, it's important for you to...
That's why I was saying it. It just seems to me that's something to really pay attention to. So I want to hear also some of your musical influences that I mentioned in the beginning of the show when I introduced you. By the way, one of the things I think is very funny is that Cat Stevens is somebody that you admire, and I don't know if you know, there was a rumor at one time that Cat Stevens was actually Stephen Katz. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that rumor, but I looked up in online, and I think it's It's not true, right?
No, it's not true, but I always thought it was very funny that, you know, everybody thought he was really this Jewish guy from New York named Stephen Katz. and then, of course, he turned Muslim instead.
Yeah, today, first of all, he's Yusuf Islam.
Yeah.
And actually, he has a new record. He had, 2 years ago, with pretty good songs. And so, yes, he's actually from, Greek descent. I'm not sure. English and Greek descent, I think. And his name is Cat Stevens.
It's definitely not Stephen Katz, but Stephen Katz, so that's close enough.
There's another Steve Katz.
The guitar player.
Yeah, the guitar player. He was a singer of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know.
I forgot about that one, too.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
From the Blues Project.
About the same Steve Katz. Exactly. It's the same Steve Katz, I think.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Well, we have it's raining cats.
Exactly. You know, it's a very common name in New York.
Yes.
When I first went to the laundry, I said, I want the laundry belonging to Steve Katz. And she asked me which one. You know, they were like 15 Steve Katz. So it's a very common name in New York.
And, of course, there's a very famous Katz Deli in New York.
The Katz Deli, yeah.
Yeah.
On Ludlow Street and Hudson.
Yes. And they had the very famous saying, send a salami to your boy in the army. In World War II, that's actually true. Cat Stevens, and he got me doing it. And let's see, Genesis, King Crimson, Jethro Tull. By the way, Jethro Tull was the second concert I ever went to.
Really?
Yes. Madison Square Garden, I think it was 1975.
Wow. How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Today, I went a couple of years ago. I saw them all. I saw them in Israel, actually. And, they're pretty good.
It was also the first time I ever smelled marijuana in my entire life was at that show. That's one of the things I remember about it, was that smell.
I smell it every day in the streets of New York. So I listened a lot to Simon & Garfunkel. By the way, I went to see Paul Simon this week. It was amazing. He played at the Beacon Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened a lot to Supertramp, the British band, Supertramp.
Yes.
To Pink Floyd, lots of classic rock. Then I discovered Cat Stevens. It happened when I was 16, 17, and I really fell in love with him. Then I had a very, very, very long progressive rock period, with Genesis, King Crimson, all those famous progressive bands. Mm-hmm. And then I have 2 years of jazz, a lot of jazz.
Who's your favorite jazz artist?
No, I have no idea. I have a blackout. Like, I forgot all my everything I knew about jazz.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen some amazing jazz guitarists over the years.
I really like Philippe Catherine. Not because he's Belgian, but he's really good too.
Yeah. I would like to be able to play are you familiar with Kenny Rankin?
No.
He passed away about a year and a half ago. Really wonderful singer songwriter, but he also did beautiful, very unusual covers of music. You can look him up. His guitar playing was absolutely beautiful and unusual. You have a very wide, different variety here of both electric and acoustic influences.
Yeah, and today I really like African music. Sometimes I go to the Shrine. There's a place called the Shrine in Harlem, and then sometimes they have African bands. And I really like a kind of xylophone. It's called a balafon. That's the French name. It's like a xylophone made of wood. Made out of wood, and it sounds really good. And they have a lot of it's new instruments, and I really like I enjoy listening to new instruments. And New York is a great place for that. Even in the subways, you can listen to great musicians.
Yeah, I've actually seen some amazing people in the Subways. It's funny, you mentioned Paul Simon, and Paul Simon has been different influences, including African and South America. And I actually went to his retrospective concert in 92 or 3, and he had like almost everybody he had ever played with showed up. And it was just an amazing, every 10 minutes was a different, completely different kind of music. And it was
what's
Paul
amazing
Simon.
About Paul Simon, he changed his guitar,
mm-hmm.
for each song he has another guitar.
Yeah. Yes.
Now sometimes it's it's incredible, you know, he has so many guitars and so many sounds, and so sometimes you don't pay attention to the difference.
Because it can be very subtle, sure.
Yeah, it's very subtle. It's apparently for him, you know. And he's turning 70 in October. It's crazy. He's still on the stage and he's performing. He's really a legend.
You know, you're talking about living your dreams. I saw a YouTube of Paul Simon from a show from about a week ago, where a woman called out, play Duncan, one of my song is, and then she says, that's the song I learned to play guitar on. And he called her up on stage and handed her a guitar, like insisted that she come up, and just a fan from Canada, and she played it and sang it, and she was in tears. And if you watch the video, you can't help but get a little misty.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful gesture on his part.
Yeah, send me the link. I will definitely
watch
that.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
So I would like to play another Steve Katz song. In fact, this is, you told me earlier, the first song that you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Kathmandu.
Yeah, Kathmandu. Yeah, after coming back from my trip in India and Nepal, where I discovered so many new things, so many new worlds. And I discovered that simplicity that you can only meet in Asia. If you know what I'm talking about, have you ever traveled to India?
No, but I've gone to 6th Street in Manhattan. Does that count?
No, I go every Friday to Jackson Heights. I run my errands there. But there's something very, very magical in India.
I've heard that from so many people who.
So you should go.
Go
you should definitely go.
It is definitely on my list to
go. It's a simplicity and a joy of life that you will not see somewhere else.
So here is Steve Katz and Kathmandu. that sounded almost Irish to me.
Yes, it's it sounds Irish. Yeah, you know, in general, in my songs, I mix Irish, Spanish, up tempo, low tempo. Maybe also because of the violin, you know.
Yeah,
the violin makes it Irish. I composed that on the piano, the ta na 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 ta, the violin part, mm-hmm. and then I thought it would be great with the violin. So yes, it sounds Irish. It talks about Nepal. It's a very, you know, international song.
Yeah, it's terrific, and it's so different from the other songs we've played so far.
Yeah, you know, you have to try to be versatile. I think as an artist. Otherwise, you know, everything sounds the same, and I really work hard for that when I play a gig to play one Spanish song, one Irish song, one a ballad, you know, one instrumental. I think it's more interesting like that. I enjoy more like that. And
yeah,
first of all,
I do too. That's
first
correct.
Of all, yeah. First of all, I have to enjoy, and if I enjoy, so the crowd will enjoy.
By the way, what's the favorite, your most favorite song that you have written?
I don't have a favorite song. I don't have a favorite thing. I never know what I'm gonna play first when I'm on stage. No, I don't have like because I just play by myself. I don't have musicians with me, so you know, I just play what comes first, what pops first.
Okay. But these are like your babies, though, correct? Would you say?
My babies?
Yeah, your babies.
Yeah, you know me. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it depends on the mood, you know. So sometimes you want to play. You feel like playing an up-tempo song. So sometimes you feel like playing a ballad. I can say I have a favorite. I can say about other artists that I have a favorite song, but about myself, you know, it's very hard to point out at a specific song. It depends on the mood,
right,
on the occasion.
So I want to remind everybody that Steve has a gig in New York this week, if you're listening live, on May 19th, and that's at the 92Y in Tribeca. And by the way, that's only 2 days before the end of the world, according to
it's
the
only
newspaper.
2 days. Yes, yes. So
don't
so
you
happy
think
to
for your last couple of days of the planet Earth, you should be enjoying a Steve Katz show in Tribeca? That's what I say.
Yes, actually, yes, yeah. It's good that you remind me that on May 21st, it's the end of the world. Yes, you know, maybe that should be very inspiring for artists. Maybe all the artists around the world now are very inspired and they write beautiful lyrics because they know that they have only a couple of days left.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's your last show? Seriously.
This could be the last show if it's the end of the world, and in which case I'm glad to go out playing music. I've always wanted to have music on my show, but one of the things on Blog Talk Radio, you can only have original music.
But I thought it's going to be the end of the world was going to be in 2012, and now they move
well,
it to
the early
May
bird
21st.
Special.
No, I get confused, you know. And,
yeah.
And last week Rome was supposed to vanish due to an earthquake, and it didn't happen. So I'm very confused. Maybe
well, you know what they say,
some,
Rome wasn't destroyed in a day. No, wait, they say Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, I always get these things mixed up. I'm gonna have. We only have a little bit left of show, so I want to play. I have a couple more songs here. I would like to play.
Ah, thank you.
Yes. Where do I belong?
Where do I belong? That's a very powerful song.
Okay. Put on your seatbelts.
Moving across desert highway, trying to stay awake. Driving toward tomorrow, soon I'll know my fate. I drifted way too far away. What was on my mind? Now I'm on the road back home, afraid of what I'll find. A kid left town, a man returns, a boy in his dreams, a man who's learned. I'm not the one I used to be. Will there be a place back home for me? Have I gone too far now to return? Is there one more lesson to be learned? Where do I go now? How'd I go so far wrong? Where do I belong? Where do I belong? Was going to be the one who made it come back a hero one day. Couldn't wait to leave there. Couldn't wait to make my way. But I didn't know the power of a world that didn't care. Didn't know I'd had it all, and it was already all right there. A kid left town, a man returns, a boy in his dreams, a man who's learned. Not the one I used to be. Will there be a place back home for me? Have I gone too far now to return? Is there one more lesson to be learned? Where do I go now? How'd I go so far wrong? Where do I belong? Where do I belong?
Hi, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, and I lost the switchboard for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. That song deserved a moment of silence. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, I think that you know, in the global world we live today. I think a lot of people, especially here in New York, can identify with that song. Now, today, a lot of people move from one place to another, hoping to find better opportunities, a better life. And I'm sure that a lot of them ask themselves if their respective place was so bad. But sometimes, you know, they're afraid to come back because it will look like a failure. So they just stay where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very a lot of people can identify with that.
Very moving. So we believe it or not, we have just a couple of minutes left of our show.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the last 2 minutes. So,
really?
Yes. So here is there anything you would like to say as your closing words?
As my closing words, just if you have a dream, don't give up. You know, it sounds very simple, but it takes years to to implement that.
Excellent.
That's it.
Well, Steve Katz, I want to thank you very much for being my guest on the show. Again, my name is Andrew Ports, Coach Andrew, and you can find me at www.myfuturecoach.com and on Twitter at twitter.com/CoachAndrew. Again, you can find Steve Katz at stevekatzmusic.com, on MySpace at myspacemusic.com/stevekatzmusic, facebook.com/stevekatzmusic, and also on YouTube. And again, he'll be playing at the 92Y in Tribeca this week. And as we fade out on our last minute here, I'm going to play a little bit of Steve's song, A Modern Tale. It will not complete unless you're listening live. Thanks for listening, and good night.
I've got so much left to give.